All right, sir. Thank you.
Dr. Hayworth, you're no longer the proposed, presumed, or maybe. You are now the superintendent. How does that feel?
Well, it's a humbling experience. Great school corporation here. Known not just in this region, but throughout the state, and for the board to take this action tonight means the world to me, means the world to my family, and just look forward to getting here on July 1 and getting started.
So you don't have just a couple of weeks before you officially start. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks for you, just trying to get things put together and actually get into town.
Yeah, trying to finish up some things in Elkhart. I do believe that our school board up there will name an interim here in the next 2 weeks, and then it's tying up any loose ends, but it's bringing the family here, finding a home here. But what we have found so far is everybody's been so generous, so welcoming, so we don't think that's going to be a problem.
It certainly doesn't put a cloud over your job approval by the board, but do you have any comments on board member Lockhart and his observations on just how transparent or not transparent the board was in the hiring process?
Well, transparency is needed in any school corporation, and I can appreciate their concerns, have great respect for their concerns. As you know, as the candidate, you're on just one end of it that doesn't give you any input into what that process might look like. So just glad to be here, looking forward to working in the school corporation and working with collaboration, working with transparency moving forward.
Would you have liked to have met with those employee groups, the teachers and some of the other union members from the different groups beforehand?
Yeah, I think welcoming people into the community and finding opportunities to meet with those folks, we would have welcomed that, and now we're just doing it at a little bit different time. So we'll still do that work.